3 years later, after the terrible queen had run away, do you remember the two children, the prince and the princess, had been reunited with their father? Do you remember that they had a new queen? The father had met a... The father was back with the children and everybody was very happy. But then 3 years later, there was terrible trouble. You see, what happened to the... We'll call her the Wicked Queen, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened to the Wicked Queen after she ran away through the tunnel?
My back tooth is coming out. And also, she came back with an army.
Yes, she did. But where did she get the army?
I don't know.
She had a very, very, very nasty brother. So she went to her brother. And she pleaded with the brother. She said, please, 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 give me an army of your most horrible soldiers. The ones that will absolutely wipe out everybody in the castle. And the brother was a terrible man. And the brother agreed to give her the most smelly army. The most disgusting soldiers who just loved killing people.
But what about the assassin?
Pardon?
What about the assassin? Won't the assassin kill everyone?
Oh, they would be a bit like... They would be worse than the assassin.
No, the assassin was
a decent person. You remember? So anyway, what happened is the queen got on a horse and she put on armor. She got a big sword. She led the invading army to attack the castle.
Did she say...
And she had more soldiers than the castle. She surrounded the whole castle with her soldiers. She said, you have to all surrender. And you know what they all realized? If they were to surrender, she and her soldiers would kill them all. So they couldn't surrender. And what were they to do? Then something extraordinary happened. You know how some people have got a bird that they can send flying away to other places? The last thing the children thought we could do said, let us send a message with a dove out there asking somebody to come to our rescue. It was 6 long days and 6 very, very cold nights that the castle was surrounded. And the people in the castle were running out of food. All the people who lived in the villages around the castle had run into the castle. And they were not able to pick the vegetables and get all the food and the fruit and the apples and all the things you need to eat. There was very little food left in the castle. But the bird had gone across the river to the other side. And on the other side of the river, there was a very, very old woman who found the bird. And the bird was looking for food. And she gave the bird food. She noticed that the bird had got a message tied to its foot. So she spoke very nicely to the bird. And the bird hopped up on her hand. And she had the bird on her arm. She took the message and she read it. She was horrified because it said that we are all going to die. We are all going to be killed unless somebody will come and rescue us. So what she did, yes?
Well, that tooth is going.
Oh, your tooth is going. Yes, it is. Yes. Anyway, she went to visit her cousin. Her cousin was the son of the king. No, sorry, was the father of the king. And she told the story to the father of the other king. And the other king started to cry and said, we cannot let this happen. We cannot let this happen. So the king got an army and they marched. And just when the people in the castle were so hungry that they thought they would have to surrender, and probably all be killed. Over the side of the hill came 500 horses and 2,000 soldiers and 1,800 drummers that came with music. And they charged down. And just the Queen's army was looking at the castle, and the other army came from behind, and they routed them. They broke through, and they captured the Queen.
But then the assassin came along and killed the Queen.
The Queen was taken prisoner. And the Queen was taken in front of the King. And the King was very, very sad because he had married this terrible woman. He did not know what she was like. When she came in front of him, he said, "What do you have to say for yourself?" And the Queen threw herself on the ground and she said, "I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I have been awful. Please forgive me. I will never do anything like that again." What do you think the King did?
Behead her.
What?
Beheaded her.
He beheaded her. What do you think the King did?
Put her in prison.
Pardon?
Forgived her.
Forgave her. That's what he did. He said, "You are sorry. Now you must prove that you are sorry. You have to work in the castle every day, cleaning the floors.
For 9 years.
Doing the washing up. Cleaning the steps. Cleaning the clothes.
Doing everything.
Cooking the vegetables and everything.
For 9 years.
How did you know? For 9 years.
I just guessed.
Do you think the wicked queen was happy?
No.
She was, because she was certain that she was going to be beheaded. And she wanted to stay alive.
Why?
And you know, it was
a... What does beheaded mean?
It was a bit beheaded. What it means is you get a sword and you cut somebody's head off just around there. And the head falls off.
And you die.
It's a way of killing people. A terrible way. The wicked queen learned her lesson. She became quite a good person and she spent the rest of her life cleaning, washing, cooking.
She died 9 years.
And she lived to be 100 years old. Now, one last question. Do you think the young prince and the young princess forgave her?
No.
No.
You're wrong. They did. They said, "If our father can forgive this terrible woman, we won't exactly forgive her, but we will not try to kill her."
I'll just kill her anyway.
"We will not speak to her for 9 years. And if she is good for 9 years, we will then let her come back and visit us once a year."
Once a year?
That is what happened, and that is the story.
Why can't just...
The prince... And the princess and the terrible things that happened, but they lived happily ever after.
What's the story called?
The story is called The Children of the Poor King.
And Arendelle, the Mean Queen.
Oh, yes, the Mean Queen. Yes, that's a good way. The Mean Queen. We'll call her the Mean Queen. Okay, this is the end of the story.
Yeah.
We will stop the story now, and I will say good night to you both.